Okay, so today's daf is daf nun tes. So we got to the last narrow line. The Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah, it says, Val hazvos, and earthquakes. So the Baruch Hussein al hazvos, so the Gemara asks, Ma hazvos? What exactly are hazvos? So Amar of Katina, Goa. Goa means an earthquake. So if Katina have a ka'azah baruch, once he was traveling, Kimata pischa de bay over Tamya, he once got to this house of a base tamay of bones of some sort. The ganach goa and the earth began to shake. So Amar Rav Kitin said, "Miyada over Tamya, hi goa mo." Does a person who live here know exactly what is it? What's a goa? So Rama, the Gemara says, Rama like Kala. So the individual starts screaming out, and Katina, Amar lo yadana. How come you don't know what an earthquake is? B'shasha Kadosh Baruch Hu zochas banav, when Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers his children, sheshurin b'tzar, that they're in pain and galus bein ha'umos ha'olam, morid shtei demos l'yam ha'gadol. He sheds two tears into the great sea, to the yam ha'gadol, Mediterranean or perhaps an ocean, v'kol nishma b'sofa olam v'at sofa, and that sound spreads throughout the entire world of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's tears dropping in the ocean. V'hainu go, that's exactly what causes an earthquake.
Well,
so Amriv Katina. A few lines down, I'm not off here. Amar of Kitana Ova Tamya Kad what? Yeah. Ova Tamya Kadiv Hu Mela Kadivin. So this bone guy is a liar and his words are also false. Ihachi, that's the case. Goa goa mi baile. So then there should be two earthquakes. So if it's really two drops, two teardrops, there should be two earthquakes, not just one. Velohi, it's not true. Goa goa avid. There were two earthquakes, in fact. The reason why he didn't admit this was because he didn't want people to follow this individual who's living in this house, taking care of bones. The guy was really true. There really are two earthquakes. Perhaps he's referring to the after effects of the earthquake. But there are two drops of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tears that creates earthquakes. That's what the Gemara is saying here, at least. Rav Kitina, Didei Amar, he himself explained, Sopek Kapav Shenemar. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu claps his hands, that's what generates a earthquake. V'gamani ake kapai kapi kapi. I am hitting my hands with each other. V'nichosi chamasi, and that's going to rest my anger. So it's the clapping of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands that creates an earthquake. Rabbi Nassan felt anocha misaneach shenemar. The Kadosh Baruch Hu lets out a big sigh, and that sigh from a Kadosh Baruch Hu is what creates the earthquake, as it says in the pasuk. V'nichosi chamasi bum v'nichamti. When I let out a sigh because I'm so angry, that's going to give me some nechama. It's going to give me some relief. Rabban Amri, the Rabban say, Boed Birakia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicks the sky, and that's what creates the earthquake. Shenemar, Hedar Kidurchim Yane El Ko Yeshua Arts. He screams out the word Hedad, like those people who stomp on top of on the grapes, in order to, for the people of the world. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicks and he stomps, that's what creates the earthquake. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes his feet underneath the throne of the honor, the Kisei HaKavod, Shenemar, Koamar Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi, my throne is the Shemayim, V'aretz Hadam Raglai, and my legs, my feet rest upon the earth. That's when he places his feet down on the earth, that's when it creates a earthquake. We are now quoted to the Mishnah, V'ha-Ra'amin, when a person hears thunder, my Ra'amin, what exactly is thunder? Amar Shmuel explains, Anane Bigalgala, when the clouds collide with each other, that creates the sound of thunder. Shenamar Kol Ra'amcha Bagalgal, the sound of the thunder, the rumbling is when there's a collision, there are movements in the Shemayim. He'iu V'rakim, it's going to bring about lightning. Tevil Ragzav Atirash Arts is going to generate to trembling and fear throughout the world. Rabban Amri Rabban explained, Anani Teshafchi Mai Lahadade. It's when water flows into each other. Clouds are in the water, they bang into each other. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Lakol Tito Hamo Mayim Bashemayim. The sound of the movements of the water in Shemayim, that's what creates thunder. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, Baraka Takifa de Barak Banana. It's lightning that strikes a cloud, that generates the sound of a thunder. Misaber Gizize de Bars, and it shatters piece of hail. So that's how he explains thunder. Rav Ashi Amar, Anane Chalchule Mechalchule. When there are some holes or hollows or gaps in, underneath the, within the clouds, V'asi Zika Menashe V'apumayu, and then the wind comes and creates the openings, so there's some movement in the airspace in the cloud that generates the sound of the thunder. V'dame Kizika Pumdani. It sounds like when the wind blows over the mouth of barrels, like a little, like, you know, when you go over like a glass, you make some blowing into it, there's like a little howling sound. That's the sound of thunder, of the wind passing through the clouds. Umistavrak Rav Acha bar Yaakov, and what makes most sense was the position of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. He's the one who said, Debark Barki Minami Anani Vasi Mitra, that lightning flashes and the clouds rumble, and then rain comes out. So that's what he felt was the lightning hitting the cloud is what generates the sound of thunder. So Gemara says, Valharuchas, when it comes to winds, you say a bracha as well. My ruchas, what type of winds are we describing that deserve a bracha? Amar Abai Za'afa, a tempest, a very strong, powerful wind. That's what we're referring to here. But Amar Abai says, Gemiri Dezafa Bileila Lohavia. I have a tradition that this strong wind doesn't come at night, it only comes during the daytime. Oh, V'haka Chazina Dehavi. What do you mean? We see wind, strong winds that come at nighttime all the time. That's only when it started during the daytime, then it could continue during the nighttime. But never do we find a wind, a strong wind like this, that begins with Balaila. Vamar Abai says further, Gemiri, we have a tradition, that a strong wind cannot last for over 2 hours. The Kai Mashinamar, to fulfill the pasuk, Lo Sokim Pamaim Tara, that you won't have double Tsara. Misfortune happened twice, what means in more than 2 hours it won't last. But don't we see that such winds, or perhaps even these are tornadoes that are being described, do last for longer than 2 hours? The mafsik beni beni, it's only true when there were interruptions, when there were some breaks in between, so then it could last for more than 2 hours, but never do we have it last for a consecutive 2 hours. The Gemara then quotes from the mission of Al Abrakim Omer, when it comes to seeing lightning, a person says, Baruch Shekocha Ugvaroso Mole Olam. My Brakim, what exactly is lightning? Amarava, Barka. Barka is the Aramaic for Brakim, it means lightning. So Rava says, Barka Yichida, Ubarka Chivar, Ubarka Yirokasa. One single lightning, a white lightning, and yellow lightning, all these things are Vanani, the Salakin, Bekaren, Maravis, Vasin, Bekaren, Dromus. And when clouds go from the western corner to the southern corner, Vitarta, Anane, and two clouds, the Salakin, Chadilapi, Chaverta, which go face with one another, Kulan, Kashin, all these are going to be terrible tsaros. When you see these types of colors, lightning, or different types of movements of the clouds, this is a bad omen. The Mai Nafkamina, okay, what's the Nafkamina? The Mivai Rachmim, if you see yellow lightning, if you see white lightning, you should daven Takadosh Baruch Hu that there should be Rachmim in the world, because this means that bad things are coming. So the Gemara then says, V'hani Mile Belaila, this is all true when this takes place Belaila. Avavat Safra, these take place Basafra, in the daytime, less by Mashasha, it's of no concern, and these are not a simon of any klalos to come. So Amar Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak, Hani Anani did Safra, less by Mashasha, how do we know the clouds of the daytime are of no substance? The Chassid says in the pasuk, "V'chastechem kanan boker." Your chesed are in the clouds in the morning, which means the things the clouds are in the daytime are not of concern. They're only chesed. Chesed, they bring rain. We want rain. Rain's a good thing. So clouds do not indicate anything bad in the morning, at least. So Amrei Papa says now, "La'abaye ha'amri inshim." People say, Kad miftach beve mitra, if rain falls when the gates are open, meaning the morning when people are going out to work, out to the farm, bar chamra moch sakech ugane, the donkey driver should fold up your sack and go to sleep, meaning it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. So Gemara said before, the clouds of the day are worthless, but here it's saying the clouds are worthwhile. They are full of substance. And lokashia hadakate be'eve hadakate banani. Depends what type of clouds. If they're thick clouds, that means the rain is going to be very, very beneficial. And go to sleep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that your farming, your produce are going to grow nicely. You can go to sleep and enjoy and sit back and relax. Hadakate banani, very thin clouds, that's not much substance. They're not going to be any rain. It's just an overcast of some sort. That means there's nothing significant. It's not a klalo, but nothing significant is going to come about that day. So Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lo Nivru Ra'amim Ela Lifshot Akmumis Shebelev. That the reason why thunder was created was only to straighten out a person's crookedness, to put a person straight. When you get so scared, you hear the trembling, the thunder, the rumbling, that's there to instill fear to a person, to give him a little yashus in his life. Kim also Sheyiru Milfanav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates things so that a person should have Yir Shemayim. V'amar Rabbi Alexandri, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Haroas HaKeshes Ba'anan, a person sees a rainbow in a cloud, Tzarech Sheyipol Alpanav, he needs to fall on his face, it means it's a bad sign of things to come. Shenamar, it says, Kimara HaKeshes, when you see the rainbow, Asheyeh Ba'anan, that's in a cloud, V'gomer, the pasuk goes on to say, that's like seeing Kavod Shemayim, V'epol Alpanav, when I see it, when I saw it, he said that I fell upon my face. So we see that a person should fall upon the pace when he sees it, should perform some type of tachanun, because you need to daven for rachman from Shemayim. The Gemara then says, light aleh b'marava, that they condemn such a practice in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, b'shum demachse kemande sagin lakash, it looks like you're davening and bowing. bowing down to the rainbow. That's something, of course, that shouldn't be done. So they said, if you see the rainbow, don't bow down. It looks like you're bowing. Even though you're trying to daven, the appearance comes off strange, and don't do that. But to say a bracha, a person should certainly say a bracha when seeing a rainbow. What bracha do you say? My mevarech, baruch zocha bris. Another opinion says, "B'masi zatana, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, Neman beriso b'kaim b'mamaro." Person should say. Rapapa therefore comes along and says, "Hilchach nimrinu l'tavai." You should say both brachas, and you should say Baruch Zocha Bris v'Neman beriso b'kaim b'mamaro. That's a bracha one sees when he sees a rainbow. We've said this in the past, that there are 10 places in Shas where a papa is machriya the dim. This machlok is what to say, what to do. A papa says, say like both them, say like all opinions. We saw this earlier in Daf Yud Al from the Beis, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, a papa wasn't in the Gemara, but the Gilyan HaShas says, even though it says Rav Hamnun in the Gemara, the Rabbi Kivyager says it should be Rapap in the Gemara, so the Rapapa says in several 10 places, that you should say both Nuschalas when it comes to different examples. Okay, Gemara now says, Al hehar ma'agros, when a person sees mountains and hills and rivers and deserts and so on, he says a bracha of osim asiv reishis, the Mishnah said. So Gemara now says, atu kol hani damar na'ad hashalah ma'isib reishis ninu? Does that imply everything else is not ma'isib reishis? Only these things, mountains and hills are, but nothing else is ma'isib reishis? That certainly isn't true. Vaksiv barakum lamatar asa, the Kodesh Baruch Hu created lightning. And so we see that you should say osim asiv reishis for everything. Amar Bai says, the Karach Vatani, you should wrap the mission together and teach as follows. That you could say, that you need to say both blessings in every single one of these, meaning Osim Asabracious is relevant for everything, thunder and lightning and earthquakes, and in addition to that, some require also Shekocho Ugros Melei Olam. However, some only require Osim Asav Reishis. When you see mountains and hills, that only requires Osim Asav Reishis. That doesn't require a second bracha. Amar Rav Amar, Hasim Mevarech Tarte. So there you say two brachas by thunder. Baruch Shekocho Malei Olam Osim Asav Reishis. And Hach, when it comes to these cases of seeing mountains and hills, you only say one bracha of Osim Asav Reishis. But Shekocho Malei Olam Lecha, you don't say such a bracha. So Gemara now says in the bottom of Amun Aleph here, Amun Bishu Ben Levi, Haroa Rakia B'Tarasa, a person sees the sky completely clear, blue sky, no cloud in sight, the bracha you should say, Omer Baruch Osem Asav Reishis. Amos, I wonder, does a person say such a thing? Gemara says, Amar Bai says, Ki Asa Mitra Kuli Laila, when it rains all night, Ubitzafra, and the morning comes, Asa Istine, Umigale Lishame, a wind comes and knocks at all the clouds, and all you see is a clear blue sky, you say, Osem Asav Reishis. Upligi the Rafram bar Papa Amar Rav Chista. He said, "Damar Rafram bar Papa Amar Rav Chista, miyom shechar beis hamikdash lo nira rakia b'tarasa." The moment the beis hamikdash was destroyed, never could you ever find a completely blue sky without some cloud somewhere. It doesn't exist, bisman hazeh. You need to see a nice blue sky today. There's going to be a cloud there, a cloud there. You'll never find a clear sky anywhere until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Shenamar, it says, Al Bish Shemayim, I'm going to clothe the Shemayim, kadros with darkness, blackness, visak asim mekesutam, and it's going to be some sackcloth which comes in the form of clouds. Until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, you're not going to find such a sky. Okay, the Gemara is now on Amud Beis. Tanya Rabbanan, the Brisa says, "Haroeh chama b'tukufa." So a person sees the sun in its tukufa, levana b'gvurasa, or the moon in its strength, v'kochavim b'misilusam, or this the planets in its orbit, or mazalas b'chesidron, or the different constellations. Omer baruch osem asav reishis. When it comes to the sun, every how often is this? Every was it 50 something years or something? 28, every 28 years, you should say it. So whenever you see the new cycle, there's a huge footnote here in the article about understanding the different, the count here in the years, the calendar, but whatever that is, you say a special bracha of Osem Asav Reishis. Ve'emus Lehavi, when is this? Amar Bai, Bai says, Kol, here we go, Kol Esem Ushmona Shadim, every 28 years, V'hadar Machzor, the sun, but the solar system goes back to the original way it was, it resets itself, so every 20 years, V'nafa Tkufas Nisan B'Shabsai, and then the Nisan falls in the hour of Saturn. Again, I don't know how these things exactly work. Ba'orsa detlas nagi arba, on the evening of the Tuesday, which is the night before Wednesday, this is when the new tkufa of the sun begins. Okay, again, I don't understand how this works. I'm sure if I read it, I would understand it, but I never put the time in, so that's the best I could do. But Yehuda says, Haroa hayam, person who sees the Yam HaGadol, he says a brach of seeing the Yam HaGadol. Leprakim ad kama. So how often? Let's say the guy goes to the Mediterranean or the Atlantic Ocean, whatever the definition of Yam HaGadol we discussed in the past was. So how often does he say it? Every single day he goes to the same spot. Does he say the bracha? So Gemara says, Amrami bar Abba, Amrami Yitzchak ad shloshim yom, until 30 days. If it's been 30 days since you've last seen the Yam HaGadol, that's when you say the bracha. Rami bar Abba, Amrami Yitzchak, haro pras agisha de Bavav. You see the Euphrates River on the bridge of Bavel. Omer Baruch Osem Asad Rashis. Apparently it's a beautiful sight there. You can see the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, and you should say such a bracha of Osem Asad Rashis. Nowadays, the Shania Parsai, where the Persians have changed the positioning in the course of the Euphrates, Mibe Shavur Ule'el, you could only say such a bracha from the area called Shavur and above, where it apparently was unscathed. It still remains intact from the way it was initially created. But below that, where the Persians had affected the movement and the course of the river, that's no longer purely created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. It doesn't deserve a bracha. If Yosef Amar Miihi Dekira Le'el, he said a different place, a city called I Dekira. From that place and above, only from there can you say the bracha of Osem Asad Bereishis on the Euphrates. Amar Rami Bar Abba Haroa Diglas Agishra Deshabsista Omer Osem Asad Bereishis. A person who sees the Tigris River on the from this Shabestan bridge of some sort. From that point, you could say Osem Asad Bereishis. That is still remains intact from the creation of the world. So my Chideka, what exactly is Chideka? Amrav, why is it called Chideka River? Shemei mevchaden vekalim, because the waters are sharp and light. Okay, this description of what type of waters they are. Okay? It's very pure, clean water. So my Pras, why is it called the Pras River? Shemei mevpar v'rabim, there's so much water, the water's fruitful, it's nourishing, it's very healthy water. So Amrav, Rava says further, hi de charifa b'nei mechuza. The people who live in Mechuza are very harifim, they're very sharp people. Mishum de shasim ay de diglas, but since they drink the river of the diglas, the water from the diglas river, so they're very, very sharp. So hi de gichuro, mishum de misham shibi mama. And the reason why they're very ruddy in the way they appear, because they engage in relations during the daytime. And v'hai de naidi anayu, the reason why their eyes wander, they look around, mishum de dari bebeis ofel, because they live in dark homes, so the eyes are always looking around for some light. So this is it. We find in a few places here in the Gemaras and Shabbos where you see where people in certain nations and countries and people have a certain characteristics to them. And there's always some explanation as to why eyes look like this way and ears look like this way and the skin color is this way. There's always some explanation of the culture, the society that they live in. So here's explaining certain things, certain characteristics about the people of Mechuza is because what they drank and how they lived and the type of actions they were performing. So then the Gemara says, Al Gishamim, when it comes to rain, so we also say, Tovu Meitiv, if it hadn't rained in a while, so you say a brach of Tovu Meitiv. So, Al Gishamim, HaTovu Meitiv Mevarech, V'hama Rebbe Abo, V'amri Lei B'masis Etani, Meimusai Mevarech Na Gishamim. When do you say a brach on the rain? So the Gemara says, Mishiyatza Chasin the Kas Kala. When the Chasin comes out to greet the Kala. So what that means is, if you learn Maseches Tanis, it's fascinating that there's this mashal of rain to the ground is that the chasan is shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chasan, and we're the kala. There's also that the shemayim is the chasan, and the karka is the kala. So when the rain comes down, it impregnates, if you will, the ground to grow things. So you have the chasan and kala meeting each other. That's what's going on, shemayim v'aretz. That's why women are called karka olam. So the Gemara has many, many examples throughout Maseches Tainis. So when the chasan greets the kala, that's when you should say bracha. What does that mean? When there's so much water in the ground that the water in the ground is starting to come up and meet the rain that's coming from above, that's when the chasan and kala meet each other. That's when it deserves saying a bracha for there to be rain in the new season. So when it does rain, when the chasan meets the kala, what bracha do you say on this rain? So the Gemara explains, "My mevarchinon amar Yehuda modim anachnu lach al kol tipa v'tipa sheharadu l'lanu." That you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every drop of rain He brings down to us. Rabbi Yochanan Misayim Behachin, the conclusion was, Ilu finu mali shira kayam v'chulu, einanu maspikim l'odos l'cha Hashem l'okenu, atishachave baruch atah Hashem rov ha'odos. That was the bracha. Gemara says, rov ha'odos, v'lav kol ha'odos. We only thank Hashem for most things we thank Him, but not everything. Of course we thank Him for everything. So what does it mean? Really, it should be, Amar Rava, eima hakel ha'odos, the God who we deserve thanks to. Amar Rapapa says, Hilkach nimru l'tarvayu. Again, there's another instant Rapapa in the same daf. You should say both of them. You should say rov ha'odos v'akel ha'odos. Put them together. Either way, we see from here, elakasha. This Bryce says, what bracha do you say in the rain? This whole nusach of modim anachnu lacha kol tipa v'tipa v'chulu. But before he said, you say a bracha of tova meitiv when it rains. So which bracha do you say when it rains? The Gemara says, lokashi, hod d'shamad mishma, hod d'chazam mechsi. Well, you say a tov meitiv when you hear that it rains, so you say a bracha tov meitiv, wonderful it rained. If you actually see, if you actually observe and witness the rain, then you say the long bracha modim anachnu lacha kol tipa v'tipa v'chulim. Gemara now says, "Deshama mishma, When you hear the good news of the rain, Hainu Basaras Tovas, those are good messages, good tidings, good news. Utnan al Basaras Tovas, Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. So that's in general. So how can the Gemara says when you hear about rain? When you hear any good news, you're supposed to say Tov HaMeitiv. So why is it singling out when you hear about the rain, you should also say Tov HaMeitiv? That's a general rule we know elsewhere. No. Both cases, when you see the rain that's deserving of Tov HaMeitiv, and Modim Anachnu Lach V'chul. When do you say which one? V'lo Kasha, Had Asa Purta, Had Asa Tuva. If a little bit comes, so, oh, a little dribble, a little, drizzling, oh, you say Tov HaMeitiv. But when you, when a little bit comes, you say Modim Anachnu Lach, rather. When it comes a lot, then you say, ah, oh, that's a Tov HaMeitiv. That's the difference. Or, Iba Yisema, Hava Had Asa Tuva. Really, both the instances where a lot of rain came. V'lo Kasha, Had Islay Ara, Had Islay Ara. If you have land, so it's really good for you. Tov HaMeitiv. You have a farm. Now the farm is going to benefit. Your produce is going to benefit. But if you don't have any farm, if you don't have any land, that's where we say the Modim Anachnu Lach. You just thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you don't appreciate it so much because you're not directly benefiting from the rain. Now Gemara says, Islay Ara V'to Ara. When you have a property and you have farmland, HaTov HaMeitiv Mevaruch. You say the Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. Is that true? V'hatran, doesn't the Mishnah tell us, Bana bayis chadash, v'kana kelim chadash, and you buy a brand new house. You buy new clothing. Omer baruch shechiyanu v'kimanu v'kimanu z'man hazeh. So the din is that you say shechiyanu these things. If shalo v'shalachem, omer tov HaMeitiv. If you and someone else are benefiting from it, so then you should say tov HaMeitiv. But only if you and someone else are partnering in the farm. But if you own it by yourself, the farm, then you should say shechiyanu, not tov HaMeitiv. So lo kasha, hadish leshutvus, hadilas leshutvus. It depends. If you have a partnership, so two people are benefiting, so you see tov HaMeitiv. If you own it by yourself, so then you would only say the brach of sheach yanu einachan amin. Vatani, the Brisa proves this point. Ketzaro shadavar, the idea of the matter is al shelo hu omer. Or if it's your own benefit, brach sheach yanu v'kimanu. Al shelo v'al shechaver. If it's you and someone else, omer baruch atov HaMeitiv. So let's say, for example, a guy buys a brand new car for himself to use, not to lease it. Leasing doesn't deserve a bracha, but you buy a car, a nice car, makes you feel proud, you're happy. If it's for yourself, your own personal use, you say a shechianu. If it's for a family car, a van, or whatever you're buying, then you would say a tov HaMeitiv. The person's buying a house. If it's for you, you're single, you're buying it for yourself, you would say a shechianu. If it's for the family, you say a tov HaMeitiv. So that's the general klal of when one would say shechianu versus saying a tov HaMeitiv. The Gemara says, "V'chol heicha de leslei achrinu b'hadei." Whenever you have no partner, no one else enjoying it with you, lo mevarach tov HaMeitiv. You don't say tov HaMeitiv. Is it really true that tov HaMeitiv is really only relevant when someone else is getting hana? V'atani, doesn't the Brisa teach us? Amru lo, they say yal de isha zachar. The guy says, "Ah, your wife gave birth to a boy." Omer baruch tov HaMeitiv. So no one else is there. So just me. I'm getting hung up for my son being born. So that's a tov HaMeitiv, even though it's only me. And the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Hasam nam mitik isha, your wife. Your wife is also happy. The poll you are together happy. Behade nichale bezacha. You're both very happy of having a boy. So that's why it does deserve a tov HaMeitiv when you have a boy. So Toshma, the Gemara says, Meis aviv, a person's father dies, v'hu yorish, and he inherits from his father. So betchila omer baruch dain emes. You say dain ha'emes because the father died. But you got a Yerusha, so you have to recognize the positive, at least some financial gain. You should say Tov HaMeitiv. But why? He's the only Yorish. You should say Shech Yanu. And the Gemara says, no. Hasam nami t'ika ache de kayarsi b'hadeh. There are brothers with which he is splitting the Yerusha. That's why it's a Tov HaMeitiv, because others are benefiting from this as well. Gemara brings another raya. Tashma. Shino yayin. The promise of changing wine would mean the person brings out a second bottle of wine. You're drinking wine together. Then they bring out a second bottle, more chashuv bottle of wine. So the din would be, Eino tzarech levarach, you don't have to say new bracha. But shina makom, if you change your place, if you leave from one house to go to another house, tzarech levarach, you have to make a bracha because it's a hesek adas. When there's a hesek adas, you need to say a new bracha. Vama rabbi, Rav Yosef bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, afa pish amru, shino yayin, eino tzarech levarach, even though you don't say a new bracha of hagafen, when you bring out a new bottle of wine, by hagafen on bottle A, it's going to be sufficient for the second bottle. However, aval omer baruch atov HaMeitiv, but for bringing out a better bottle of wine, there are many, many conditions that have to be met to say such a bracha, but very simply speaking, you bring out a more chashe bottle of wine, you don't say another hagafen, but you would say baruch atah Hashem ha-tov HaMeitiv. Why is that the case? I'm enjoying a wine by myself, I say a tov HaMeitiv, where's my friend? And the Gemara says, no! Hasam nami, tika b'nei chabura, d'shasu b'hadeh. You're drinking with other people. If you're drinking a new bottle of wine that's better by yourself, you wouldn't say Tov Meitiv, only if there's someone else who's benefiting with you. So that's the yesod we see throughout all these Gemaras, that only when there's someone else benefiting does one recite a Tov Meitiv. Let's keep going now. The Gemara says that the Bana buys Chadash Bekana Kehim Chadash, and we saw above that a person buys a brand new house or new clothing, and he's really feeling some simcha from this, he should say a Shechayanu. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu Elosh Ein Lo Kayot Ben, it's only true if he doesn't have one similar to this. If the guy's got 15 suits, he's buying a 16th suit, unlikely he's going to feel such simcha, and it will deserve another bracha. If the guy's got 20 houses, he buys a 21st house, he's not going to, most likely, not feel such simcha from that house. Only when this is something unique and special that's going to bring about simcha, does it deserve a shechianu. If he's got other types of suits, other types of houses, there is no need, and perhaps one should not say bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Afilu yeshlo kayot ben, tzarech levarach. Even if he has others, if he's going to be besimcha, when he buys a suit, buys a house, he should say a bracha of shechianu. The Gemara says, is this to imply, when a person buys and buys again and keeps buying other suits, that and if a person, let's say, bought a suit, he returns it and then buys it again, he doesn't have to say it, only if you buy something brand new. Is that true? But everyone agrees you wouldn't say a new bracha in this case when you buy it and return it and buy it and return it. So the Gemara says, maybe I'll just stop here because it looks like this next Gemara is going to go deep into the next off. So we'll stop here. And Mirza Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Went much faster than I thought, but okay.